Tuesday and come back?
It's a pretty nice city. So you know, you don't the next day when you gotta only practice and then the rest of the day off, you don't go around and think about that game. The night before, you go out for dinner, you have some fun with the guys, and you forget that game and look forward to the next one.
Nick, what did that second period goal that Patrick scored do for your club coming into the locker room 1-1 instead of down 1, where it looked like they had a lot of the momentum in the first two periods?
I think that we started the second period really well, and we played the way we wanted to, and we did that as well in the third, and that goal was definitely a key.
It's nice to be able to say. You haven't been able to say you've had a good second period too many times.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, but hopefully we can do it in all three periods. I mean, today our first one wasn't good, so yeah.
How about for you tonight? A couple of goals you were able to score. You had a pretty good celebration on the second one there. Was it a relief? Was it fun? How do you kind of put that into words, being able to come through for the club like you did?
It's always nice scoring goals. You can ask Patrick about that. So you know, when in a game like this where we're not playing the way we want to in the first period and we come back in the second, and then the game is on the line in the third, and we got a chance to win it. Scoring a goal and get the win it feels good, really good.
Are you surprised how much ice you had to coming out of the corner on that power play goal?
Well, I tried to put it backdoor to Patrick first, but he didn't want to score. So I knew that the D was gonna cheat a little bit, and just did it myself.
Do you have something on the wish list for Santa here in a couple of nights? Anything on your list?
No, not really. I mean, we're playing pretty good right now, and it's gonna be nice to be spending some time with the family and just think about something else than just hockey.